A 1996 class action lawsuit called Cobell v. Norton takes on the Interior Department's handling of individual trust accounts, which are payments based on land holdings by Native Americans established by the government in the late 1800s. Recently, Arizona Senator John McCain proposed legislation to settle the case and enforce trust reform. But Ross Swimmer, special trustee for American Indians and former principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, says his office and the Bureau of Indian Affairs have already made strides in improving operations, in keeping with the 1994 Trust Fund Management Reform Act.
In the special trustee's budget, we spend approximately $15 million a year toward the trust reform, creating the call center, putting trust officers out, and doing the rework at the BIA agencies. The BIA is spending $15, $20 million improving the record system, improving the technology, and adding people to the system where it's needed.
Swimmer says he expects the overhaul and conversion to be finished in 2007. He says many outdated computer systems will be replaced with up-to-date technology. One aspect he says will definitely improve is in getting money sooner to beneficiaries, a recurring complaint from Native American reform advocates. However, the Office of the Special Trustee and the BIA still remain disconnected from the Internet, per a judge's ruling in 2001 to keep records secure during the Cobell v. Norton lawsuit. Swimmer says that lockdown has cut his office's efficiency down by 10 to 20%. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.